אתם ניצובים היום כולכם לפני השם אלוקיכם, ראשיכם, שבטיכם, זקניכם ושבטיכם, קודש ישראל, טפכם ושיכם, וגייכו אשר בקרב מחנך ומחויתם ויצאיכו עד שוי ממך. וואי? לאברכו בבריס השם אלוקיכו ולוסוי אשר השם אלוקיכו כועס אימכו היום. Last week, yesterday, we read also about the bris. The bris, where each member of Klal Yisrael accepted on himself Shmiras Torah and Mitzvahs. And here again, it seems to be talking about another bris. How is this bris different than the previous bris? And the Chaim HaKodesh explains at great length that the bris in last week's parsha was a private bris. Every person is responsible for his own deeds. This bris is the bris of Arevus. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeluze. We are not just responsible for ourselves, but also for what someone else is doing. And there are many very interesting halachic ramifications from this din of Arevus. But I would like to share with you and explore a fascinating chiddush of the Chazon Ish. But before doing so, let's move on to Inyan HaYom. Haturas Nedurim seems to play a very central role in the avodah of the Yomim Nevuim. There's a minik on Erev Rosh Hashanah of Haturas Nedurim. Yom HaKodesh Yom Kippur starts with the tefillah of Kol Nidre, which in essence is also a form of Haturas Nedurim. We understand it's very important to keep our promises, and a person should try not to start the new year with any unkept promises. But why is this so central? Why is the tefillah of Kol Nidre so emotional? People who rarely come to shul during the rest of the year try at least to join for the words of Kol Nidre with the famous tune it says. Isn't it something very technical? So what is Haturas Nedurim all about? A second question. The Shulchan Aruch fastens that the person who during the rest of the year eats pas akum, bread baked by a non-Jewish baker, should be machmed 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and only eat pas Yisrael, which was baked by a Yid. And it's a very strange haluch. We try during the months of Elul, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, to be more machmed, to daven better, to learn better, to give more tzedakah. But to be more machmed for 10 days, even though when a person knows that perhaps afterwards he will continue to eat pas akum, who is he trying to fool? Is he trying to put on a different face? Isn't toichoi kebaroi so important? So what is the person trying to do when he eats pas Yisrael for 10 days? A third question. We constantly daven during the Yemei Aslichas between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and also during the rest of the year. We say the words, Hachazireinu bishuvo shleimu lefonecho. Avinu malkeinu hachazireinu bishuvo shleimu lefonecho. What does that mean? What are we asking? Are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should do our tshuva? Doesn't Chazal clearly tell us Hakoyin bidei shumayim chutz mira shumayim? If a person needs parnusa, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Borech Aleinu, please give me bread. When a person is davening for health, Refoeinu, we understand. Hakoy b'dei shumayim, everything comes from Rebbeinu Sholem. So therefore we have to turn to Rebbeinu Sholem and ask for panuse, for for health. But Yira Shumayim, as the Parsha says, Loi Bashumayim Hi, it's something which is in our hand. We have the Bechira, the free will to choose. Do you want to become better? Or Chas V'Shalom not? And therefore, how are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaChazreinu B'Shuva Shleimu Lefanev? If you want to do tshuva, do tshuva. And if not, don't. But what are you asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And this question is even more difficult to understand with the words of the Chinuch. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tuf Lamed, in the Mitzvah of Birkas HaMuzoin, asks a very basic question. We say so often, when we say Ruche, Buruch Atu, 100 Ruches a day, how do you translate the words Buruch Atu? The simple translation of blessed are you is difficult to understand. And there's a machlokes and showing him how to understand these words. And the Chinuch himself says, some explain it as blessed are you, as a Tosef is Bruche. But he asked a basic question. We understand the person who wants to receive a blessing goes to a tzaddik, he wants a bruche. A person receives mazel tov wishes from a good friend, a birkas hedyot. So every person is lacking and appreciates a tesef as bruche. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is betachlis hashleimus, doesn't need any bruche. And therefore he gives the famous explanation that buruch ato doesn't mean blessed are you. Rather he says, darkoi hatov lehetiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to shower us with chesed, with hashpuas toivus. But we need to have the right vessel, the kli, to be mekabel, to accept these bruches. So what is our kli? When a person stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Baruch Atu, I recognize that you are the source of all blessing. When a person needs panusa, he says, Baruch Hashem, I know the only panusa can come from you, Bashamayim Hi. When he asks for Boruch Oleinu, he knows Panusa Bashamayim Hi. And Boruch Atu is a recognition. When a person says, I realize that you are the source of all blessing, this itself is the vessel to be mekabel the bruches. And therefore, when a person says, Atu Choinen Udom Das, in whichever Nusach he says it, and he finishes off saying, Boruch Atu Hashem Choinen Adoas, he says, the Boruch Shalom, I asked you for Chochmo, for Bino, for Haskel, for Das, I recognize that you are the only source of all the Chokh and all the Bin and all the Das, and therefore a person makes these vessels, he is a Kli Muchen to Mekabel this Bruch, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers him with these Bruches. But if so, what does Yizburach mean? When we say Yehei Shmei Rabu Mevurach Le'ulam Ul'al Me'amayu Yizburach, he should be blessed, can't be. He should be the source of blessing. He is the source of blessing. What are you davening for? What are you asking when you say the word Yizburach? And he says the following, a very interesting explanation. You know how to make a bruche. You recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all blessing. But there are other people who don't recognize that. There are other people who are unaware and they don't know how to make a bruche. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yizburach, that all these people should be able to say Baruch Atu. They should all recognize that you are the source of all blessings. It seems from this chinuch that not only can we ask HaChazireinu B'Shuva Shleimu Lefanecho, but also HaChzer someone else B'Shuva. We are asking that the person who is unaware, he doesn't know how to make a bruche, he should be aware, and I should bring him back to Teure Yiddishkeit. How is this possible? Isn't Teure Loi Bashamayim Hi? Isn't it in their hands? And isn't the Bechira theirs if they want to become closer to Teure Yiddishkeit or not? So first of all, what is Hatuas Nedurim all about? Second question, what is the explanation of the Aluche, a person should be more machmir during Aseres Yimei Teshuva? And the third question, how do you understand the words HaChazireinu B'Shuva Shleimu Lefanecho? And more difficult to understand, how can we ask that someone else should do tshuva? And this seems to be a machlokes, an argument between a Tanne and his wife. The famous Gemara in Bruches, a machlokes between Rav Meir and his wife Buri. The Gemara says, Hanu Biryoine. There were some wild people, empty people, you might call them troublemakers. They have a bishuvise de Rameh. They used to live in the surroundings of Rameh. They have a kumetzaru lei tuve. They caused them a lot of pain. Have a kubui Rameh rachameh. Rameh asked for mercy, for rachmunis. Rachameh olayu keheche dilimus. They should be taken away from this world. As the Tzlach explains, it wasn't out of anger. The Gemara says, Is this a cry for mercy? And he explains, he realized and understood that for these people, being long in this world is not a good idea. They received the schar in Olam Hazeh, and he felt that the best for them would be if they would be taken away from this world. And therefore he asked, with lots of rachmunis, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should take them away. His wife Burie was very learned, approached him and asked, "My datich, why are you saying that? Mishum dichsiv yitamu chatuim min uretz, because the pusuk says sinners should be cut off of this world. It doesn't say yitamu choitim. The pusuk doesn't refer to the sinners. It refers to the sins themselves. The sins should be cut off. In other words, the person should stop doing averes. He should do tshuva, but not that the person should be taken away from this world. Miksiv choitim." Chatuim ksiv, ve'oid, and as well shvile seifei dekru. Look what the pusuk is saying further. Ureshuim oid einom, and the reshuim won't be here anymore. Of course, if they were cut off, they won't be here anymore. And therefore, the explanation is not they would be taken away from this world. Rather, their sins would stop. They would do tshuva, and therefore, they won't be any more reshuim. You should daven, they should do tshuva. He listened to her. He asked for Kodesh Baruch Hu, they should do tshuva, the hadru b'tshuva. And he was successful. Seemingly, his wife was right, and a person can daven that someone else should do tshuva, and he was successful because they all did tshuva. And the Mashal asked the question we asked before. First of all, how can a person daven for himself if he should do tshuva? Isn't Hakul B'dei Shemayim? Where's the Bechira gone? And second of all, how can we ask that someone else should do tshuva? How can Rameh ask that these people should do tshuva? Isn't it their Bechira? And he answers this question only partially. He says, to understand what HaChazreinu B'tshuva Shleimu Lefonecho means, it doesn't mean just asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to do tshuva for us. He brings the Chazal, where the Gemara tells us, "Habu letayr mesay moisay." B'derech shudam roitzei leilech molichem moisay. We need the help of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We need to do the first step. When we say the words "Hachazreini b'tshuva shleimu lefonecho," it's not just a tefillah, like asking for panusa, like asking for health. It's where we show to Kodesh Baruch Hu our deep feeling that we are unhappy with the way we behave. We want to change. And deep down, we have a desire to come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this itself is a form of tshuva. And this is our first step. And once we do the first step, Kodesh Baruch Hu helps us to do full tshuva. But this only answers how a person can daven for himself. He did the first step, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu will help him. Yeah. But how can he do the first step for someone else? How should this work? And he doesn't answer this question. There are different approaches. Igros Moshe mentions this problem in his Tshuvas. But the Chaznish says a fascinating explanation. The Chaznish is in a sefer on Taharis. At the end, there are a few pieces ala Torah. And the first of these few pieces, he brings a pusuk in Baloyischu, where Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Miyitein v'yeh kol am Hashem nevim." And he asked the following question. There's a Gemurah in Ksubis, a Gemurah in Chudin, that Bezdin can and should force a person to fulfill a mitzvah's essay. When a person says he doesn't want to eat any matzah, they can come to him and forcibly feed the matzah. When he decides he doesn't want to eat in the sikkah, they can take him with force and put him in the sikkah. And with this, he fulfills the mitzvah. Ask the Chaznish a very basic question. Why can't a person who is being forced turn to Bezdin and ask them didn't you learn Parshas Netzuvim? Doesn't it say at the end, Haydoi sibuchem ayoyim es ha-shumayim ve-suretz, ha-chayim ve-amu ve-snosati lefunecho, ha-bruchu ve-aklulu, u-buchartu ba-chayim. Why can't he say it's my choice, not your choice? The Shmiras Torah mitzvahs is connected with the bechira, when a person chooses to do a mitzvah. If I choose not to do a mitzvah, you can't force me to fulfill a mitzvah. And even if you do so, is this considered a mitzvah? A mitzvah is only there if a person chose to do something which is right, then we call this a mitzvah. If not, it's not a mitzvah at all. He might swallow some matzah. We didn't fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah. He might sit physically in a sukkah. But how did he fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? Says the Chazon Ish, a big chiddush. This is a very good question prior to Parshas Netzuvim. Now this can't be confused with the famous halucha in Hilchos Gittin that koifin, a person doesn't want to give a get, koifin oisei ad sheyema roitzani, because there the person says roitzani. At the end of the day, he might mean it, he might not mean it, but he says the words roitzani. Here the person is screaming and saying, I don't want to eat matzah, I don't want to sit in the sukkah. So he says, the Chazon Ish, this is a very good question before Parshas Netzuvim. But after Parshas Netzuvim, all of this changed. Imagine if the following would be possible. Imagine a person could have an argument between his hand and his mouth. His hand would scream, I want you to eat matzah. And his mouth would scream, no, no way, I don't want to eat matzah. And they fight. The hand says, eat matzah. The mouth says, no, I don't want to eat matzah. The hand is stronger, takes a piece of matzah and forces it in the mouth of the person. Would you consider this ubochar to b'chaim? Was this a free will? It was. Maybe not of the entire body of the person, but part of him chose to eat the matzah. And therefore, of course, it's considered his mitzvah. Says the Chazon Ish, with the halucha of arevus, kol Yisrael arevim zeh lozeh, where we're all responsible for each other, and we're all actually like one big person. If one person is sitting in his Leila Seder, enjoying his matzah and his muroir and olach mu'adni and chad gadim, and suddenly he hears there's a neighbor who doesn't want to eat matzah, he has the choice. He can continue with his Leila Seder, or he could show that he cares, and he gets up and he goes to his neighbor and makes sure he eats matzah. This definitely was a bechira. It was a choice. It wasn't a choice of the person eating the matzah, but it was the choice of the person feeding him. Now, because kol Yisroel arevim zeh lozeh, because we are all like one big person, the bechira of one person can be considered as if the other person did the bechira. Just like we understand that the hand can do a bechira even if the mouse doesn't want to join, one person can make a bechira. And when the person is asking, he says, "Ubuchar to b'chaim," the answer is, yeah, I chose for you. I chose for you that you should eat matzah. How does it work? Isn't it my choice? No, we are all one person and I can do the choice for you. Says the Chazon Ish, this is also true for tefillin. If a chazireinu b'shuvah shleimu lefunecho is a way where the person shows his deep desire to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's his first step and it's his bechira, we can do this first step for someone else. When we daven that someone else should do tshuva, the person might be far away, but then we do this first step for him. He didn't choose to become better, right? But we are all one big person, and I can choose that for him. And therefore, we can not only daven for ourselves, but we can also daven for someone else.
One is tefillah, one is forcing someone
in
action to eat
matzah. Right.
Right.
But if, even if you force him, how is this
clear? This is an action.
But he chooses not to do so. The Chazon Ish seems to say if a person does not want to eat matzah, even if he eats matzah, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. Even if physically he fulfilled the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah without the bechira is not called a mitzvah. A mitzvah is only when a person chose to do so, and therefore physical sitting in the sikkah, if a person screams he doesn't want to sit in the sikkah, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. But because someone did this choice for him, we take this bechira of this one person and we put it on the person who fulfilled the mitzvah and we combine it together. So if this is possible, says the Chazon Ish, it's also possible in tefillin. A person can daven for someone else. For tshuva you need the first step, you can do the bechira for someone else. You can do the first step for someone else and this will work as well. I agree, it's a big, big chiddush, but this is what the Chazanish says. Therefore, when we asked before, how can Rav Meir daven for other people to do tshuva? What is with their free will? Ligas Moshe has a much easier answer. He says that the person doesn't daven that I should do tshuva for him. What a person asks is, a person is very much influenced by the circumstances around him. And he only asks for Hashem who change the circumstances around it, and then I will become better. And therefore a person can ask also change the circumstances for the other person. But that's not what the Chazanish is saying. Chazanish is saying that just like I, when I daven for tshuva, I show my strong desire, and this is my first step, I can do the first step for someone else as well. Therefore, we understand why a person can say Yizburach, why a person can ask someone else to make a bruche. How can you choose that he should become better? Isn't it his choice? It is his choice. But we are all one big family, one big person. And therefore, I can do the choice for him. And when I say Yizburach, it's as if I did the first step that someone else on the other side of the world is supposed to do. And therefore, B'derech Shulam Roitzei Leilich, Melichem Oisoi, Abu Letar Messiah Noiso. And he was Abu Letar. How was he Abu Letar? So your tfile of Yizburach. Rav Hutne mentions in a letter to one of his Talmidim, who seems to have a brother who is going through a difficult time, Ruchnias. And he asked him about his brother, what he's doing to help his brother. And he answers, Hashoyemer Uchio Noichi. What can I do? It's his life. And Rav Hutne answers him quite strong worded and says, what do you mean, what can't you do? Don't you have any tears in your eyes? Can't you daven for him? If you can't do anything else, at least daven for him. And as we see here, davening for someone else, beruchnis, is also so powerful. Just like a person can daven for himself, he can daven for someone else as well.
Just ask, would the Kashanist agree that the opposite works, that if I really will it, that somebody should go to the bad, it will affect them as well? If I've got that free will to affect him, I don't want you to keep mitzvahs, I'm a rosha. I don't want you to do them either. He's going to say it's going to have the same effect as the ravens they ever say.
How does that, there's definitely in Arevis for negative, that's the push attach of Arevis. A person does something in Aveir, and you can somehow influence the person, so therefore you are responsible for him. You ask if a person can daven something bad to happen. It's a general question. Can a person daven that someone else should be punished? Right? It's tfile also
punished, but actually stopping the bullets. Like you're saying, this causes him to do this or causes him to do shoot. Does it work like that?
It's happened to the
Kohen Gadol
to die.
Yeah, it's happened
to
Rabbi.
Sorry?
It's happened to the Kohen Gadol to die.
In our original object.
Physically. And that's also spiritually. Can you ask the person to do it?
In our original object. In our original object. That's the Kohen Gadol to die.
Physically. But also spiritually as well?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
Let's go back. Let's go back to the three questions we asked before. What does Achazreim Tshuva Shleim Lefanecha mean? According to the Mashur, to show a deep desire, I want to change, I want to be different. What does it mean that we can daven for someone else? We can have this strong desire for someone else as well. Now, why are we trying to be more machmer Aseres Yimei Tshiva, even though we know it might be different a few months later, a few weeks later? Doesn't this contradict Toichoi Kabbalah? The answer is no. We show what are true Toichoi is. What we do a few weeks later, that's only our baroi, it's not our toichoi. What we show when we say Achazreinu Mitzvah Shem Lefonecho, what we show ourselves in Mitzvah to Kodesh Baruch Hu is who we really are. What do we deep down want? It might be hard during the rest of the year, but we know we don't show the faith which is not ours. This is who we are, this is what we really want. We might do different during the rest of the year, but that's not who we really are. It's not a contradiction to Toichoi Kabbaloi, it is Toichoi, and these 10 days Kabbaloi, but not a different Toichoi. Going back to the first question, what is Haturas Nedurim all about? There might be different explanations. The explanation that touched me a lot was the following. What is Haturas Nedurim? A person promises he doesn't want to eat any meat. And once there's a Simcha, or an occasion where it's very hard for him to keep his promise. He comes to Beis Din and he says, I promise not to eat meat, but it seems to be now impossible to keep my promise. They ask him all kinds of questions. What were you thinking when you made this promise? Did you know that this and this would happen? Did you know how you would have felt when this you would be in such a situation? And by asking all these questions, they come up with a Pesach, and they say, when you took this promise, it wasn't full heart. You didn't really want to take on yourself this promise. And therefore, muteloch, 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 the promise is gone. Isn't it exactly what Achazreinu v'tshuva shleim lefanecha is all about? When we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I might have sinned. I might have behaved differently during the rest of the year. But it wasn't what I really wanted. It wasn't my true toichoi. It wasn't really what I wanted to do. And therefore, please say to us as well, muteloch, muteloch, muteloch. And therefore we finish Kol Nidre with the Pusuk. V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael v'lager agor b'soycho ki l'chol u'om b'shgugu. Because whatever we did, which was wrong, was only b'shgugu. It wasn't really meant. Just like the person who is matir neder doesn't really mean to take on himself this promise. When we sinned, we didn't really mean to sin. It's all a shgugu. And therefore, the mitzvah of Aturas Nedurim is very much intertwined and connected with the Indian of Tshuva, and therefore it plays such a central role in the Yom Neroim, and especially on Yom Kippur. And therefore, we understand the emotions, why this is such an emotional tefillah. So, tefillah for Tshuva means to show our strong desire to become better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Nesiyat Rishmai. We can do that for ourselves, we can do it for someone else. The avoda of the Aseres Mitzvah is to show who we really are. Not who we pretend to be during the rest of the year, but who we really are. And Kol Nidre shows what we really want. Let me finish off with sharing with you a story which I heard when I lived in Germany a few years ago. There were many Russian immigrants to Germany, who some of them came to the yeshiva and slowly became Baal Yeshiva. From time to time, a moyel used to fly in and used to do the bris mila for a group of boys who were ready for the next step. One of these trips, in the room gathered a group of boys who were ready for the bris mila. And one by one, the moel was performing a meal. Then came the turn of one of these boys. And he said, there's no way you can have a bris mila. Why not? And he explained, his parents don't allow him to have a bris mila, and there's no way he can breach what his parents told him to do, and therefore he won't have a bris mila. Understood, but why are you sitting here in this room with everyone who's ready to have a bris mila? And listen to his answer. He says, a bris mila I can't have, but I so badly want to have a bris mila. What I can do is come to this room. More than that, I can't. But at least let me come to this room. At least let me do this first step. At least let me do what I can do. I can't have a bris mila, but I can sit in this room. So this is what I want to do. And sometime later, this boy had a bris mila. He continued, became a full Baal Teshuva, established a beautiful family. He went on to learn in Koilen. He even received smiche, the koyach of a first step. Wishing all the tzive, chasim, and toive, and git geben shtiru. Amen.